After nearly 30 years, the Anchorage Museum is preparing a complete renovation of one of its most visited areas, the Alaska History Gallery. It will be taken down at the end of summer 2016 and rebuilt from scratch. KSKA's Evan Erickson has more.
Since 1986, the sprawling Alaska History Gallery on the Anchorage Museum's second floor has offered visitors a treasure trove of artifacts and dioramas detailing a huge span of state history. The exhibit explores the ways of life of the land's earliest inhabitants to the birth of an oil-rich state. But in 30 years, much has changed in the understanding of Alaska history, as well as what might appeal to today's museum-goer. Katie Ringsmith is senior curator for the Alaska Gallery renovation. She says the gallery is one of the most popular tourist sites in the state, and that presents a challenge.
You have to go into it thoughtfully and respectfully. I think it's also important to seek insight from people who do know that gallery very well, and what are the objects that mean a lot to them and why, and how can you continue that, because if it works, there's a reason.
The overarching theme of the new installation is encounters, which the museum says will evoke the arrivals and departures of people in Alaska.
This idea, this notion that somehow we're this last frontier, kind of separated from the rest of the nation, you know, everybody's outside with a capital O. I think in some ways that's not necessarily the case. I think Alaska has been a bridge that has connected East and West, has been a bridge that has been a crossroads of culture for thousands of years. I mean, we're not the bridge to nowhere. We are the bridge.
The work on the new Alaska Gallery is being contracted to Montreal-based design firm GSM Project. Their design is expected to use interactive technologies to create a more immersive experience while retaining the spirit of the original collection. Some of the gallery's lifelike dioramas will likely be retired.
As my son calls them, statued people. So I probably will move away from the statued people. There's a lot of wonderful examples out there where history museums have done some pretty cool ways of immersing people, letting people to experience history in an immersive environment. Maybe it is feeling how Keegan Randall might ski down a trail at 70 miles an hour, what it might be like on the back of a Iditarod dog sled, or what it's like to catch a ball under the midnight sun, or catch fish in Bristol Bay.
With year-round visitors to the gallery comes wear and tear, so the museum will do a better job preserving artifacts in the new exhibit. Co-curator Aaron Leggett says that museum conservation has come a long way in the last 30 years.
Time has a way of wearing on the objects. I've seen pieces that were collected here in Cook Inlet from the mid-19th century that had fur on it. I know they had fur, but because of bugs and things, they literally have no more fur on them. So it's kind of an unfortunate thing. So, you know, you want to preserve them for as long as possible.
Leggett, a Denina native, remembers visiting the Alaska Gallery as a kid and has worked on exhibit updates in the gallery over the years.
You know, I think the reason it took 30 years in one way is a testament to how successful it's been. I think that people have, it's a very cherished exhibit, and so I think that there's been a reticence to change it. Now we want to go in and really redo it, build it up from the ground up.
The $15 million project is scheduled to open in September 2017 to coincide with the 150th anniversary of the Alaska Purchase. In Anchorage, I'm Evan Erickson.